Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Sean Kelly has withdrawn his name from the race to be the Fine Gael presidential candidate. A public meeting to discuss traffic concerns in Letterkenny is taking place this week. There's been a huge jump in the number of electric vehicles registered in Donegal in 2025, and Donegal has been ranked as the fifth best county in Ireland to start a business. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news this evening. Sean Kelly has withdrawn his name from the race to be the Fine Gael presidential candidate. The move means Heather Humphreys will contest the election for the party. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Sean Kelly has said he believed a contest for the presidential nomination within Fine Gael would be good for the party after coronations for Simon Harris and Mairead McGuinness in their respective campaigns. But this evening, Kelly bowed out of the race ahead of tomorrow's noontime deadline for the close of nominations. Kelly said he couldn't reach the required number of 20 members of the parliamentary party backing him to get on the ballot. Instead, he thanked his supporters, who he called the 12 apostles, and those at local authority and grassroots level in the party who supported him and encouraged him to run. It means Heather Humphreys will be the new Fine Gael candidate for the presidency. The former minister and ex-deputy leader of the party will be ratified at a convention in the coming weeks, which will come almost 11 months after she decided to retire from politics.
Jim Gavin, meanwhile, has secured the backing of all Fianna Fáil senior ministers to be the party's presidential candidate. TDs and senators will vote next Tuesday on who should represent Fianna Fáil. MEP Billy Kelleher is another leading candidate with backing among the parliamentary party. Elsewhere, Sinn Féin is said to be nearly there in deciding who to back for the presidential election. Party leader Marilyn MacDonald and deputy leader and Donegal TD Piers Doherty have been mentioned as potential candidates. Deputy MacDonald says the party could confirm its choice by next Monday when final consultations will take place.
We have gone through a fairly painstaking process. And it will conclude now shortly. Our parliamentary party will meet for their away day on the 8th of September. That'll be the final round of consultation.
Meanwhile, Foyle MP Colm Eastwood is understood to have ruled himself out of the race for the Aris. According to BBC Northern Ireland, the former SDLP leader was considering putting his name forward but has concluded that it is not the right time for him. Earlier in the summer, the Foyle MP said he had concerns that Irish unity was not a focal point for other potential presidential election candidates. In other news, a public meeting to discuss traffic concerns in Letterkenny is taking place this week. The meeting is organised by Into representative Mary T. Sweeney, who says Donegal County Council and public representatives need to address the traffic congestion in the town. She says the issue has been compounded as schools return for a new term. The meeting gets underway on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. beside the Hideout Bar, Old Town Road. Mary T. says while a long-term solution is needed, she believes there are options available to improve traffic flow in the town in the short term.
First of all, we need to identify the short-term solutions and the long-term solutions. And my suggestion that the people are saying to me, these are coming from the ground up, and that is yellow boxes at some of the junctions. Basically, the bottom of the Smonaghan, the connection with the Leck Road, which is a major concern in the mornings getting in there. A simple, actually putting a pedestrian crossing would slow the traffic down and give the houses that are trying to get out onto the traffic time to get out onto the traffic. A digital time zoning on the Leck Road to reduce the speed. They have put two ramps up there, but there need other areas that those slow ramps could slow down the traffic and allow people then to access onto the road. But things like the yellow boxes and the enforcement of the yellow boxes.
Strike action is continuing as school secretaries and caretakers call for access to pensions and sick leave. They've completed day three of indefinite strike action, saying they're being denied public sector pensions. Talks at the Workplace Relations Commission last week failed to resolve the dispute. Sharon Ward, a school secretary at St Mary's National School in Malinhead, told today's 9 till noon show that she doesn't want to be on the picket line but has no other option.
All we are looking for is equality with the SNAs and the teachers in the school. Like, what people may not understand is some people think that maybe what we do is we answer phones and emails. But in reality, the work of the secretary in the school is we do the accounts, we do the year ends, the administration, the we're PA to the principals, we do the procurement, we pay the wages, we do an awful lot, plus the 200 other small jobs that ensure the day-to-day running of the school, so that the teachers and the principals are able to spend their time teaching, and we take as much pressure off them as we possibly can. And what we're doing now goes against everything that we want. We want to be in work. We want to be doing our job and helping the students settle back into school. But we have fought for this for so long, just to be treated fairly, to get a pension for the service that we provide. And in some cases, secretaries and caretakers have 20 or 30 years service. And we just want a pension for the service that we provide and in the years that we've worked in the school.
Investigations are continuing into an online threat made against the Taoiseach's family. Gardaí and Wicklow are working with the National Cyber Crime Bureau and Special Unit to look into the threat, which Simon Harris is describing as despicable and cowardly. Security analyst Declan Pyre says people who make threats tend to do so with little rationale behind it.
There tends to be a broad profile of people who make direct threats, that are somewhat traceable against political leaders. They tend to be people who are very malcontented. We saw similar types of attitudes come to the surface at the time of the pandemic, if you remember. There's a degree of irrationality about it.
Buncrana Tidy Towns are halting their street cleaning operations in protest over the reduction of street sweeps for the main street area. Donegal County Council lost access to its street sweeper after an increase in cost from a private company meant it was outside its budget. On today's 9 till noon show, several people from Buncrana spoke out in support of the Tidy Towns Committee. One of them, Rachel, believes the upkeep of the streets should be one of the first priorities of the money raised through the rates levelled on local businesses. She says the council shouldn't be depending on the goodwill of the Tidy Towns volunteers.
They're an amazing bunch of people, so they're, I mean, they've all got jobs and families, they give up their own time, and without them, the town would be an absolute disaster, in all honesty, and it just shouldn't be that way. I mean, people are paying rates. Where are these rates going, if not to keep the town clean and tidy and that? I was born and raised on the main street in Buncrana myself, so I was. Years ago, there was a man who went around with a cart and lifted the rubbish. It worked perfectly well. Since they've put it out to private tender, the whole thing just seems to have gone completely upside down. I don't understand at all why the council don't have their own staff or their own team to do this. Even without the equipment, like the billy goat and that, there should be some provision for their own staff to do this. They shouldn't be relying on private citizens to clean up what they're basically being paid for.
Well, Councillor Jack Murray says efforts to find a solution are ongoing, but says more action is needed.
It's a very unfortunate situation, although not entirely unpredictable. The Tidy Towns have rightly been extremely frustrated for a number of months about the reduction in street sweeps in Buncrana, and they've now taken this very serious action. And look, it's an action that I think everybody in the town of Buncrana supports. The Tidy Towns volunteers are incredible people. Everything they do is for the good of Buncrana, for the good of the town, and they do absolutely fantastic work. So it leaves a burden of responsibility on those of us in elected office, along with the council, to come up with a solution for this. And I'll be meeting with the other two councillors in the Buncrana area later today, and we will have to come up with a solution. Now, I know that the council has ordered, it's called a billy goat street sweeper. It's a handheld individual street sweeper, which I think will go somewhat in the way of sorting out this solution. But ultimately, we need something that the Tidy Towns are happy with and that the people of Buncrana are happy with. So we'll meet today, and hopefully we can get a solution to this.
There's been a huge jump in the number of electric vehicles registered in Donegal this year. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, so far this year, 320 electric cars were registered in the county, up 72% when compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, the total number of new car registrations has increased just over half a percentage point in Donegal, with 2,622 registered between January and August 2025. Brian Cook, SIMI Director General, says the recovery of EV sales would not have been possible without government incentives, something he says must be built upon. Ursula von der Leyen's continued her visits to countries which are close to the border with Russia and Belarus. It comes a day after the GPS system on her plane was jammed as she visited Bulgaria. Russia's denied it was responsible, but Bulgarian authorities believe the country is behind the incident. In Romania today, European Commission President von der Leyen reiterated the EU's commitment to beef up security.
In a joint European approach to protect the eastern border, from Finland, via the Baltics, via Poland, down to the Black Sea. And here, the naval projects would be embedded in the strengthening, for example, of the Eastern Shield.
Donegal has been ranked as the fifth best county in Ireland to start a business. New research carried out by business utility consultants Procure.ie analysed property availability, job vacancies, salaries and disposable income. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The research carried out by Procure.ie showed Donegal performing particularly well for high availability of commercial properties to buy, suggesting the county provides strong opportunities for new businesses. Other criteria used in ranking counties were average salaries, disposable income per person, and the number of jobs advertised in each county per 100,000 people. The report states Donegal scored well on salary and job availability indices, showing its strength as a sustainable and affordable location for new business ventures. Across Ireland, Roscommon took the top spot with the highest overall score, followed by Mayo and Tipperary in second and third place. At the other end of the scale, Wicklow, Leash, Offaly, Meath and Kildare were found to be the most challenging locations in which to start a business due to higher wage pressures, limited property supply and lower relative disposable incomes.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. The funeral of former Finnharps manager Ollie Horgan took place in Galway this afternoon. Hundreds of mourners, along not alone from Donegal and Galway, but from all over the country, turned out to say farewell to one of the best-known characters in footballing circles. Letterkenny priest Father Kieran Harkin delivered today's Requiem Mass at the Church of Christ the King in Salthill.
Ollie loved life. He loved that daily interaction with his students, his fellow staff members, fellow footballers and supporters, his close friends of whom he had so many. He loved the drama of the sports field, the tactics, the getting one over on the opposition manager, getting the best out of players that he had, and normally during the summer months or at the end of a season, the constant hunt and chase for new signings. He seemed to thrive in the chaos at times. For those of us, and so many of us, who had the privilege and honour of knowing him for many years, who worked with him, socialised with him, played football with him in serious games and not so serious games, he was without doubt magnificent company.
Well, after his time at Finnharps, Ollie took on the assistant role at Galway United. His manager John Coffey spoke at today's Mass, saying it was a privilege for the club to have known Ollie.
There's been loads of stories about him. He's been just a phenomenal character, phenomenal person. It was a privilege for us and for the players that we met such a fantastic character, and all the stories about him were so good, and his passion was incredible. And I suppose that's what the league and the people around the league will see him and know him as, because he wasn't everyone's friend or everyone's cup of tea, but you got what you saw is what you got. And his honesty and his passion and his strength was phenomenal. So farewell, my friend, you're leaving. It's time for you to go. Your friendship was a blessing and we will miss you so.
That's Galway United manager John Coffey speaking at today's funeral of Ollie Horgan. Johnny Kenny has been handed his first ever senior Republic of Ireland call-up. The centre-forward from Sligo replaces Troy Parrott, who was ruled out injured by his club boss at AZ Alkmaar. Kenny has scored once in his first two league appearances of the season for Celtic. The Ireland squad started their preparations today ahead of Saturday's home fixture against Hungary. On the transfer front, Alexander Isak's £125 million British record move from Newcastle to Liverpool is close to being completed. Liverpool have also had a £35 million bid for Crystal Palace defender Mark Gahey accepted. Juan Wasa is heading to Newcastle from Brentford, while PSG forward Randal Colomiani has joined Spurs on loan. Aston Villa have signed former Manchester United defender Victor Lindelof on a free, and Liverpool's Harvey Elliott also looks set to join Villa this evening. Chelsea's Nicholas Jackson's move to Bayern Munich is reported to be back on, while up in Scotland, champions Celtic have had a third bid for Hammarby winger as Sebastian Tunekti accepted. And defender Derek Cornelius is at the Rangers training centre to complete his loan move from Marseille. The transfer window cross-channel closes at 7 o'clock this evening. To golf, Shane Lowry is among Luke Donald's captain's picks for the European Ryder Cup team. Six players, including Rory McIlroy, had automatically qualified. Lowry, however, narrowly missed out, having finished in seventh place. But the Offaly man says that he's grateful to get the chance once again to represent Europe.
It's unbelievable. It's been a stressful few weeks, stressful year trying to make the team. And obviously, I'm very grateful that Luke and his team have put their faith in me again this time. And hopefully I can repay them by producing the goods in Betpage in a few weeks' time.
The other five picks from Donald were Matt Fitzpatrick, John Rahm, Sepp Straka, Victor Hovlev and Ludwig Åberg. The team event against the USA begins at the end of the month in New York. In racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall has picked up his sixth win in the past week this afternoon. The Donegal jockey won the opening race in Roscommon and 7-4 shot Summer is Tomorrow. In boxing news, Joe Bugner, the British heavyweight boxer who took Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier the distance, has died at the age of 75. In a spanning career of 32 years, he won the British Commonwealth and European titles by beating Henry Cooper in 1971. Finally, later this evening here in Highlands, on the DL debate, Brendan Devaney recaps the Donegal hurling finals with Niall Cleary and Colin Brannock, while Brendan also takes a look at the key round four games in the Donegal Senior Football Championship. That's the DL debate live on Highland after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Gardaí are carrying out inquiries into the whereabouts and welfare of a child in North Dublin. Reports indicate the child may have been missing for some time. Gardaí say they have no further comment to make and that the operation is continuing. The newly elected president of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association says they'll be ensuring that the voice of smaller farmers in Donegal is heard in the discussions on the proposed reform of the EU's Common Agriculture Policy. Donegal-based Fila Malloy was raised to the national position last month. The INHFA says with some wide-ranging changes proposed for CAP into the next decade, it's vital that there's a renewed focus on supporting sustainable farming systems with an emphasis on Ireland's sheep and cattle sectors. Mr. Malloy says they're scrutinising all the documentation.
There's a lot of grey areas in the documents and we're looking for clarification on a number of issues. We've spoken about the cutting off of payments to farmers who get the state pension and that. Also, the issue of digressive payments, which is effectively the curtailment of payments at the higher level. And the land eligibility, which is a massive one, because in order to qualify for CAP payments, your land has to be designated as an agricultural area. The active farmer as well is another one. There are statements in some of these documents where you can have a may or a shall, and that can be critical and the overall final outcome of whatever plan is put in place. It's critical that we actually analyse all documents very, very closely, and then we have an input at national level.
People sometimes talk about farmers as though farmers were one big homogenous group of people who are all the same. The reality is the interests of a hill sheep farmer in Donegal and the interests of a major dairy farmer in Charleville in County Cork can be worlds apart.
Oh, it is, of course, yeah. The terrain that the farmers are actually farming on in our areas. The land type is restricted. You're effectively looking at sheep farming or suckler farming. There's no options for really for dairying tillage to any great extent. The sheep farmers or the suckler farmers in Donegal are contributing to food security. They're utilising that ground. They're turning it into protein. It's all a circle, so it is.
Gardaí have caught 268 drivers travelling over the speed limit on National Slowdown Day. The operation runs for 24 hours until midnight tonight. Among those caught was a driver travelling at 104 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone in St Johnstone and another doing 79 kilometres per hour in a 60 zone in Bundoran. Gardaí say the National Slowdown Day operation is in place to remind drivers of the serious risks linked with reckless speeding. Gardaí and Donegal, meanwhile, are urging road users to be mindful as hedge-cutting season commences. As of today, farmers and landowners are permitted to resume hedge-cutting. Motorists are urged to drive with care and remain alert when travelling, particularly on country roads, as they say there is likely to be a visible increase in large machinery in operation along roadsides over the coming weeks. Weather now, a rather cloudy evening with blustery showers and a few sunny spells. Some of the showers will be heavy. Lowest temperatures tonight of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A public meeting to discuss traffic concerns in Letterkenny is taking place this week. The meeting is organised by Into representative Mary T. Sweeney, who says Donegal County Council and public representatives need to address the traffic congestion in the town. There's been a huge jump in the number of electric vehicles registered in Donegal this year. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, so far this year, 320 electric vehicles have been registered in the county, up 72% when compared to the same period last year. Donegal has been ranked as the fifth best county in Ireland to start a business. New research carried out by business utility consultants Procure.ie analysed property availability, job vacancies, salaries and disposable income. And as you just heard, Gardaí in Donegal are urging road users to be mindful as hedge cutting season commences. As of today, farmers and landowners are permitted to resume hedge cutting. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 1st of September. The death has taken place of Mabel Witherow, née Orr, Millbridge Farm, Gobnescale, Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Church, Convoy, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred in her 103rd year of Annie O'Donnell, Knockus Dollar, Bunbeg, originally of Coolacrick, Annagree. Her remains will repose at her home until 8 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 8 p.m. Rosary nightly at 8. Annie's funeral mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Patrick's Church, Meanwhile, with interment afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. House private, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. The death has occurred of Jacqueline Watson, née McCafferty, late of Elmcastle Green, Kilimana, Dublin 24, formerly of Drumbo Avenue, Stranorer. Reposing at the family home in Elmcastle Green this evening until rosary at 9. Reposing at the home of her sister and brother-in-law, Anne and Leon McGranahan, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorer, tomorrow and Wednesday from 4 until rosary at 9 both days. Leaving the family home at Drumbo Avenue on Thursday morning at 22:11 for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Main Street, Stranorer. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Jacqueline will be laid to rest in the family plot at Drumbo Cemetery, Stranorer. Family time, please, at all other times. And the death has occurred of Colm Sweeney, Dramahi Park, Ardra, formerly of Carrick Cleeve. His remains are reposing at McCabe Funeral Home, Ardragh, until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardragh, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.